Hey, fish woman, over here.
Her name is new roommate unit, Freddy, acquaintance unit, Hilsmer.
I know that. Pretending not to know someone's name is a power move.
What's up, guys?
Look over there. What does that look like to you?
Andrew and Dave?
Yeah. Weird, right?
How so?
They're just sitting there.
That's weird.
Yeah. They're not talking loudly about horror movies for like 4 hours straight where I can't hear myself think, or planning some stupid new business idea, or going over clues for one of their cases or anything. They're just sitting there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know them well enough to know if that's strange or not.
My barometric scanners are detecting no changes in their physiology, and yet their behavior has shifted dramatically. It is very troubling.
When people stop talking to each other, it's usually less of a body thing and more of a heart thing, you know.
I do not know new roommate unit Freddy.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's too quiet around here. I'm being left alone with my thoughts. And that's not good, because I actually have four brains, and they do not like each other.
We could band together and share the burden to create a series of labor projects to improve the living conditions in the Mystery Treehouse. Some good old manual labor to benefit the Commonwealth will probably take your mind off things.
Nah, fuck that. I know what I'll do. I'm gonna plan a good old-fashioned Squomp Jomp party like we had back on Space Hell. No matter how bleak things were, a plate of berries and mush with a side of Jerry shared around a table could always lift our spirits.
Wow. You really care about those guys, don't you?
What? Pfft, no way. I just, you know, hate them and think it's lame that they're sitting there being so quiet, and I want to ruin their day by making it not quiet and punish them for their idiocy by helping to restore their friendship and make them love each other again, because they're somewhere in the back of two out of four of my minds where I secretly feel like it's my fault, and I feel like if I can just try really hard and be a good boy, they'll stop fighting.
Wow. There is a lot to unpack there, acquaintance unit Hilsmer.
No time. I've got a Squomp Jomp party to plan. Alright everybody, get ready. People are about to arrive, and in accordance with Squomp Jomp tradition, if we don't tell each and every person to fuck off and die as they enter the designated celebration hall, the hosts of the party, Andrew and Dave, have to co-sign on an apartment lease for the most irresponsible person at the party.
How are we the hosts of this party, Hilsmer? You threw this whole thing and we don't even want to do this.
I can't even imagine you throwing a party. You don't have any friends other than us.
Not true. I have Sherman and Rex, too.
Those guys? They don't even like you, dude.
And Zero.
Huh, who could that be?
Hey, fellas, you ready for some party?
Fuck off and die, I guess?
Huh?
Yeah, we brought all the supplies you asked for, Hilsmer.
Fuck off and die, Rex?
Hey, what gives?
So you guys talk?
Please, we text. We're not animals.
This is really weird to me.
Well, to be honest, I brought you all here for one specific purpose.
You wanted me to teach you how to cook fishmas delicacies?
What the shit is fishmas?
It's the equivalent to Christmas on land. Every year, the Lord and Savior of our fish union swims across the sea delivering picket signs and black paint to each and every fish comrade, so we have the materials for our next labor strike.
You worship a communist fish god?
Well, I mean, I don't. I would call myself Fish Union God agnostic because I don't believe in Fish Union God. But I also feel like it'd be arrogant to say they don't exist for sure, you know?
Huh. Alright, well, anyway, we're gonna do something a bit more special this year to celebrate the holidays.
What's that, little red buddy?
We're gonna celebrate a traditional Squomp Jomp. Ha ha ha!
Oh, does that mean berries and mush with a side of Jerry's?
You bet your ass it does, motherfucker!
Sounds interesting.
What's that, Andrew and Dave? What are you doing with your mouths and hands?
They're gesturing like cutoff signals and mouthing, no, it's gross, don't eat it, I think.
Don't listen to them. One of them is an Arby's fanboy and the other one lives on stale almonds he eats from a coffee mug.
The meal preparations are complete, friend units and acquaintance units.
Ooh, it's ready. Everybody come with me to the dining room.
You don't even have a dining room.
Everybody come with me to the VR paradise.
Hey, that's my room.
But watch out. In accordance with Squamp Jop tradition, Zero has laid several landmines in the hallway leading to the Squamp Jop meal enjoyment arena. The fewer survivors make it to the table, the more food there will be for everyone.
Jesus, Hilsmer!
Landmines, huh? Now this is my kind of party.
Rex, you wouldn't dare.
When in Rome, Sherm.
One Resident Evil laser hallway later!
Wow, Hilsmer. This dinner actually looks amazing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't really have a concept of what land holiday meals are supposed to look like, but this is objectively offensive.
Impressive. It's impressive.
This is objectively impressive.
Well, Squamp Job starts every year with a reading from the Squampanomicon and then the singing of a song. So I'll read from the...
Are you sure that's a good idea, man?
Shut up, dude. You're getting in the way of traditions.
Okay, fine.
Wow, what was that?
Party guest units, I've just detected some kind of energy force field that has gone up around the perimeter of the mystery treehouse.
This is starting to become not my kind of party.
Should we not have come? I mean, I'm all for magical adventure, but I was hoping we could just eat and then watch some football or something.
Chill out, guys. It's all going according to Space Hail tradition.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's the time of year when all the children sing. I hate kids singing. Get out of here. Your vocal talents aren't developed yet. And the amount of cheer can make the bells ring. I hate bells. Big Ben can go to hell. But we're not talking about that time of year. No, we're not. We're talking about Squamp Jobs now. We're talking about Squamp Jobs now. No way, no how. Am I missing this Squamp Job now? Yeah, let's kick it into the second verse. This is the best one. I'm just getting warmed up. Suck it to me. It's the time to celebrate. With all your demon friends, like me, Hilsmer spotted them on. Think of the ones you hate, and cast spells to bring their ends. I'm thinking of a couple of boy detectives right now. A holiday where you kill people sounds great. I'm talking about Squamp Jobs now. Squamp Jobs now. No way, no how. Am I missing this Squamp Jobs now? And all year long we wait to celebrate an evening oh so lush. We sit at the table and we eat our berries and mush with a side of Jerry's, yeah! Let's kick it around again. One more time with that chorus. Oh yeah. Squamp Jobs now. We're talking about Squamp Jobs now. No way. We're talking about Squamp Jobs now. Oh, yeah. Let's dig into that berries and mush. Okay, for those who don't know, Squamp Job is broken down into three sections. The telling of the stories, the finding of the friends, and the killing of the deaf.
Ooh, I like that last part. I'm warming back up on this party.
You know, you don't actually need to update everybody about the ebb and flow of your mood in real time. That's usually something we're all just doing every day all the time on the inside.
Excuse me, ma'am, but my friend Rex's eccentricities are what makes him special, and I won't have you stifling that on my watch, you negative Nancy. Oh, wow, that was incredibly rude. I don't know what came over me, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
No, this is good. The incantation is working.
What the fuck are you talking about, Hilsmer?
Squawk Job is all about getting your aggression out and being honest with each other for the first time all year.
Really? Odd. On Earth, the holidays are usually about getting together with your friends and family and being anything but honest. Just sitting at a table and white-knuckling it.
Yes, because you're a bunch of primitive apes who suck at everything.
Guest units, I have conducted a reconnaissance mission to test the perimeter of the Mystery Treehouse force field, and it appears there is no physical object that can pass through the laser barrier. Also, roommate unit Freddy has left the light on in the hallway bathroom again, which I have mentioned several times this week.
Wow, the magical incantation affects robots as well? Fascinating.
No, he's just pretty much generally passive-aggressive like that.
Hilsmer, what the fuck is going on?
As if you don't know.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's fucking obvious you orchestrated this whole thing. You've been prying into my business for weeks. You don't leave me alone. It's obvious you've got Hilsmer to cast some kind of bullshit space hell truth spell just to get me to open up or some bullshit like you always fucking do.
What? You really think I would do that?
Yeah, of course you would. You're always prying. You're a prier. You like to pry. That's what you do.
This reminds me of Fish Seinfeld.
Maybe sometimes I just don't want to fucking talk about it, you know?
But we're an intrepid duo.
We are not anything. I am a person. I am my own self. Maybe sometimes I don't want to be part of, I don't know, this iconic intrepid duo that you've built up in your mind. It's not real, man.
It sounds like maybe some personal stuff is going on here. Maybe we should.
Sherm, we literally can't leave.
Nobody's going anywhere. Now listen up. Each section is done in between the servings of the meals. So let's eat these berries and mush with a side of Jerry's. Sherman and Rex, why don't you tell us a story?
A story about what?
I don't know, Rust Arm. You're under a magical incantation that makes you more honest. I think something will bubble up to the surface.
Okay, well,
Rex, maybe we shouldn't.
It might just be this space-age underworld truth juice skedaddling through my feline veins, but I think it might be time to come clean.
You sure, buddy?
Yeah, Sherm. You with me, compadre?
If you're plunging into the dungeon, then I'm on the attack at your back, Rex, old pal.
One moment of two friends clasping hands in an embrace of passionate machismo!
Their friendship is so strong that the honesty-inducing magic of space hell incantations has only served to reinforce it.
And make it kind of insufferable.
Hey!
Must be nice.
Okay, so, Andrew, Dave, meeting you was not an accident. We, orchestrated the whole thing.
We let Charles Wexler Weller steal the Lincoln Jr.
Where is the Lincoln Jr., by the way? I didn't see it on the treetop helipad.
I made sure to put the coordinates for our location at the strip mall where you met us in the computer's memory banks. I hid a tracking device on the ship so we'd know when you were heading there and we could meet you.
So we set up the entire meeting because we wanted to insinuate ourselves into your lives, but in an organic way. A way that felt like it had no significance because we thought that might affect things.
Affect what? What are you talking about?
And how do you know us? And why did you want to keep tabs on us?
You see, I remember you guys from that Halloween in 1940, the day Choochie Woochie disappeared. Once people gave up on the manhunt, Choochie Woochie World's Greatest Detective was canceled. I was out of job. And for some unknown reason, I couldn't find another one.
Oh, come on, Rex.
Okay, I'm short. There isn't a lot of call for a 5'1" stuntman.
I get it, man. I get it. Short squad solidarity.
So I was pretty angry at Choochie, at the world. I'm ashamed to say it. I started hitting the bottle. It got kind of bad.
Don't I know it. It was one of the darkest times in my pal's life.
Sherm and I were roommates even back then, and, you know, he took care of me. He shouldn't have. He had no reason to, but he did.
So one night, Rex is drunker than a paddy wagon full of orangutans. He's hooting and hollering, cursing Choochie Woochie's name. And then he actually leaves to go up to Woochie Manor. He thought that son of a sassafras might be hiding up there like he always was.
Sherm comes along with me, trying to convince me to turn around the whole time. So we head up to the manor, bump into some weird guy named the Keeper of the Forest.
I fucking hate that guy.
Fuck that guy, dude. Fuck that guy.
I haven't met him yet, but fuck that guy.
He sang a song, which made us think he was going to be a much bigger deal than he actually was, but then we kind of pushed him over and moved on.
So we break into the mansion and find a whole heap of disturbing stuff. No choochie-woochie, but we find his secret lab.
There was a ton of fascinating stuff in there. I had been tinkering around with some time travel ideas for a while, as a scientist in my own right, but what I found there was beyond even my wildest dreams. I even found some advanced robotic schematics that helped me build old Bertha here. Best prosthetic I ever had. Imagine being born without an arm back in the 1930s.
In my drunken stupor, I ended up falling into some kind of vat of chemicals that turned me into a half-cat person. But we also salvaged enough technology from the site to build our own time machine. Well, Sherman did it all. I just greased the palms of some equipment suppliers with my natural charm.
So, what does this have to do with any of us?
Our time travel device is equipped with a kind of anomaly barometer. It warns of potential breaches in the space-time continuum, potentially universe-ending time events, so on and so forth. And, not too long ago, something came up on the scanner.
A catastrophic time event that would rip apart not just our dimension, but all of them. It's gonna destroy time itself, dudes.
And, I'm really sorry to say the time anomaly was you. Something the two of you do in the next few weeks destroys time, Andrew and Dave.
When the scanner honed in on you, I instantly recognized you as the guys from the props and costumes department on Choochie Woochie. Or, you know, so I thought. And I remembered that I had met you on the day that Choochie disappeared, and I knew there must have been some kind of freaky-deaky-doo-doo going on.
We just don't know what or why or how, and time is running out.
Wow. That was way heavier than I anticipated.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. Am I never going to escape this shit?
Escape what?
This! All of this! I don't know what the hell caused this universe-ending time catastrophe, but sure as hell it wasn't me! And, I don't know, it was probably one of you idiots! Hillsburg is constantly casting satanic space spells. Zero is messing around with dark sciences. And you, QAnon!
I hate to say this, but if Friend Unit Andrew and Friend Unit Dave are the source of mass universal extinction, eradicating them entirely is the only viable option I can determine for running an infinite number of statistical scenarios.
Whoa!
You know, this reminds me of when I was being raised in the slaveling camps on Unicorn's Prince
Albert
Island. We had an adventure once where I had to choose between my best friend and my loyalty to the leader, Tan Suteo.
Who did you choose?
The leader. Because if I had chosen my best friend, we'd both be dead. I think about that sometimes at night when I'm alone, but then I remember I have you guys, and while you might not be fish people, you're second best people.
Yeah, that's true. We are people.
Except me.
Or me,
I guess. Although I used to be people, now I'm cat people, which has its ups and downs.
Do you have a cat dick or a people dick?
Cat penis. I mean, people penis. I have a people penis, even though I'm a cat person.
Rex's, private area gets brought up way more than I'd have thought on a show about explaining weird movies or whatever.
I don't have a dick.
Yeah. Because you're a fish.
This is true.
Well, I don't know how to react to any of that, but it's time for the second part of Squomp Chomp, the finding of the friends.
How do we do this?
Are we all friends?
Darn tootin', old pal. Well, other than Freddy, because we just met.
We can be friends.
Success!
Another notch for the bedpost!
Freddy, do you know what that one means?
No, I just saw it on the TV.
Alright, never mind. I'll explain it later.
I mean, we can just explain now. So, in the human world...
Back to the traditions! Are we all in agreement that we are friends?
Yes.
Great. Then there's really only one section left, and then we'll officially have had the best Squomp Chomp ever.
Isn't this the only Squomp Chomp we've had?
No, a couple years ago we had one, but we almost died, and I think there was time travel involved. It was a whole thing.
Was there time travel? I just remember Quam was there, I think.
You guys know Quam?
And Jenny Frianka.
Really? I hated those guys. They were dicks to us fish people.
That is the least surprising thing you've said this whole time.
Well, you know, live and let die in a fire, right?
No.
That is a good one. Can I use that for my future roastings, roommate unit Freddy?
It's just an expression. You're not actually supposed to roast someone in a fire.
And now for the final act of Squamp Jump. We must have the killing of the death.
What is the final Squamp Jump killing of the death phase entail?
Oh, well, of course it means that the hosts of the party have to fight to the death, or the force field is slowly contracting will crush us all.
A cursory scan confirms that the energy field is indeed contracting inward several feet since it was first initiated.
You mean we have to choose between watching two of our friends kill each other or be crushed to death? What kind of a holiday party is this?
A good old-fashioned space hell one, motherfucker. Yeah!
We used to have to fight to the death all the time in the pits of Unicorns, Prince.
Albert.
Island.
This is insane!
Come on, dude. Let's just, like, fight or something. I don't know. Maybe we can just, like, figure out how to...
You mean, like, we can trick the force field into thinking one of us is dead? How is that gonna work?
I don't fucking know. I didn't sign up for this. Just slap me in the face or something.
Fine!
Oh, God, what the fuck? Why did you do that so hard?
I don't know! You told me to! You fucking told me to, you idiot!
Wow, this sure went from 0 to 60 in like 10 seconds.
Tell me about it.
Why are they so angry at one another?
It is a long story.
Fuck you, Andrew. Just fuck you.
Fuck you, dude. Your whole moping thing is getting really old.
I'm tired of all of this. I'm tired of all of you people and your small faces.
Me too. You only ever sulk around the house. You never actually want to do fun shit anymore. You're just locked away in your room or zoning out on your phone.
You mean like a normal fucking person? Do you have any idea what it's like to be here with us?
Yes! I'm one of us!
Yeah, and the fact that we are constantly being hunted by time-traveling interdimensional beings hell-bent on killing us has no effect on you, apparently.
It does, too. I just wear my emotions differently than you, man.
Are you sure you even fucking have them? Zero the robot seems to fucking emote more than you do.
I cried the other day when watching the reunion special of Bacon and Legs Miami Nights.
And yet, that wasn't real. You cried at a TV show, you fucking putz. God, it feels like the only way you get enjoyment is by forcing me to do shit that I don't want to do.
What the fuck does that mean?
Arby's, you son of a bitch.
They're really punching each other. Should we stop this?
If we do, it will cause the mystery treehouse to crumble. Plus, I've got a full-on gif of Michael Jackson eating popcorn boner right now.
Fucking hit me!
Your wish is my command, little Lord Fuckleroy!
Hit me again!
Normally I'd have a hard time pounding the shit out of another adult man, but you're shaped like a fucking child, so it's easy.
Andrew likes hitting children?
I think he's blinded by rage and passion. We shouldn't take that one too literally, good chump.
My fish union leader! They're just wailing on each other. I've never even seen this much aggression in the darkest depths of the darkest days in the pits on Unicorn's Prince...
Albert!
Island!
Fuck you, you insolent piece of shit! Right back at you, you 6'3", deep-voiced Adonis of a human... Father, fuck you! I hate you!
Ah, it's hard to insult tall, really good-looking people who are mature and have their shit together and stuff. You're wearing a weird shirt!
Ooh, he's so proud of that shirt, too.
I do not like these roasts. Acquaintance unit Hilsmer, they are tinged with a darkness that makes me feel unsafe.
We're supposed to be a team! We're supposed to work together and solve crimes and spend way too much time recording our stupid fucking podcast that is a sum total of all of our joint eccentricities and nerdy obsessions that have somehow come together to make a thing that actually resonates with people and brings them joy for a few hours every week at work on their commute or while doing household chores! We're supposed to be the Mystery Treehouse Investigation Agency, man!
I told you! I don't want to be a part of this bullshit Mystery Treehouse Investigation Agency anymore!
Then, fine! What? What happened?
Did we do it? But we're both still alive.
Well, flay my skin and pull out my intestines. It's a Squab Jump miracle! I've never seen anything like this.
The force field has dissipated. We are now free to leave the Mystery Treehouse.
Hey, Hey, man. Look.
Yeah, I kind of lost it there for a minute.
Yeah. Me too. I don't hate your shirt.
Thank you. I'm really proud of this shirt.
This really did not go the way I wanted it to.
I'm sorry, Hilsmer. I know you were just trying to make your friends happy again.
What? No. I just want chaos. And you know what that means?
That we can go home?
We can have more berries and mush.
Do not forget the side of Jerry's. Ha 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 ha.
Now you're getting a zero. Squamp jump us, everyone.
Happy non-denominational holidays, citizens.
You can never forget them Jerry's on your berries and mush. Don't you ever forget them Jerry's on your berries and mush. And if you ever forget them Jerry's, the mush will taste really ordinary. The flavor experience will be contrary on your berries and mush.
Sorry.
Hey, get out of here. This is my private area.
Everything okay?
No. Just leave me alone.
Okay.
And don't go blabbing about anything, fish woman.
I won't, Hilsmer. It's our secret.
Thanks.